Wealthy family announced, my sister and I, whoever has the first grandson for the Hunt family will inherit $1 billion. In my previous life, Jocelyn married the physically strong Hector Hunter, arranged by her parents. I married Oliver, who was wheelchair-bound with a gloomy personality. Within a year of our marriage, Oliver Hunter regained the use of his legs, and I became pregnant with the Hunter family's first grandson. Jocelyn suffered abuse from Hector, lost her mind, and became the laughingstock of high society ladies. On the day I went into labor, she stabbed my belly with a knife, then embraced me as we fell from a high-rise. In this new life, Jocelyn snatched the golden bouquet Oliver had sent. I want to marry Oliver. Jocelyn, how could you take Yvonne's bouquet? Jocelyn had just accepted the extravagant golden bouquet when her father's scolding made her freeze. Father took the golden bouquet from Jocelyn's hands and passed it to me, saying, Yvonne, your health is better. Though Oliver has a disability, at least his reputation is good. Afterward, father stroked Jocelyn's head affectionately. Jocelyn, with your fragile health, marrying Hector is the best option. Looking at the golden bouquet and the wedding dress I wore, I pinched my palm hard, finally realizing I had been reborn. In my previous life, following my parents' wishes, I let the frail Jocelyn marry the physically robust Hector. However, the outcome was Jocelyn, seemingly insane, bursting into my delivery room with a knife, screaming, why are you the one to bear the Hunter family's first grandson while I'm locked in a mental hospital? It's not fair. Her actions left me bleeding. As she dragged me off the high rise, Jocelyn's voice still echoed in my ears. Yvonne, you're only fit to be beneath my feet. Just then, Jocelyn snatched back the golden bouquet, fingering the gold-threaded petals with a smirk. Dad, I don't care. I want to marry Oliver. With just that sentence, I knew Jocelyn had been reborn too. My parents, unable to persuade Jocelyn, looked at me helplessly. I understood exactly what that look meant. All my life, my test scores couldn't exceed Jocelyn's. Whatever Jocelyn wanted, I had to give up for her. Even when it came to marrying into the Hunter family and bearing the first grandson, my parents quickly arranged for Jocelyn to marry the healthy husband. If Jocelyn prefers it, we can switch. After all, the Hunter family only cares about who bears the first grandson. As usual, I calmly accepted the gardenia bouquet sent by Hector. Two cars waited outside, one was a Rolls Royce sent by Oliver, with a path of carpets and flowers leading to it. The other was an ordinary sports car driven by Hector's staff, simple in appearance. Before donning our veils and heading to our respective wedding cars, Jocelyn looked at my bouquet and shook her head disdainfully. Yvonne, don't say I didn't warn you. That Hector may look strong, but I've heard he's inadequate in bed. Oliver has really put in effort, the gold flowers he sent even have a unique fragrance. With that, Jocelyn seemed satisfied, inhaling deeply from the bouquet. Under everyone's envious gaze, she held her head high and strode forward. I stepped back, holding my breath. If that's the case, I wish Jocelyn gets what she desires. After safely getting into the car, I carefully examined the bouquet in my hands, only relaxing once I confirmed there were no issues. In my previous life, the golden bouquet Oliver sent was indeed extravagant. However, it nearly left me without even a burial place. Oliver from the Hunter family never wanted to marry. He had mixed perfume into that bouquet, a fragrance designed to provoke passionate reactions. He also arranged for me to be delivered to a private box, attempting to ruin my reputation and thereby legitimately break off our engagement. Now that I've been given a second chance at life, we'll see if Jocelyn can successfully avoid this trap. Just as I stepped out of the wedding car, I felt a sudden grip around my waist. A man lifted me up and quickly carried me into the bridal chamber. Laughter and teasing erupted from outside, impressive. Let us see what this woman looks like. Through the thin veil, I could only vaguely make out the man in front of me wearing a white suit. A lewd smile spread across his face as he reached out to lift my veil. I moved swiftly, quickly grabbing his hand while lifting my veil faster than he could. You're not Hector. My voice was firm as my sharp gaze swept across the men and women present. Everyone's expression suddenly changed. The man before me was actually attempting to assault me in front of everyone, completely disregarding the surroundings. I forcefully smashed the bouquet into his face, then pulled out the dagger I had prepared, unhesitatingly slashing across his face. Blood splattered as the man screamed. What an entertaining show! After a round of applause, a man in a white suit with a woman in his arms emerged from behind the door. He sat on the sofa across from me, slightly raising his eyebrow with a playful smile at the corner of his lips. Quite ruthless, aren't you? I calmly raised my eyes to meet his gaze. You're not bad yourself. Looking at how he deliberately loosened his shirt to expose his abs, paired with his rebellious demeanor, this man was Hector, my husband in this life. In my previous life, I had seen him a few times at Hunter family gatherings. He always presented himself as a playboy, indulging in women outside, but I never expected this wedding to be so absurd. Hector waved his hand, and everyone in the room immediately left. Hector, you're not really going to marry this woman, are you? I looked up at the sound, my gaze falling on the petite woman nestled in his arms. Hector didn't respond but instead pinched her waist, making her cry out coquettishly, "Stop it!" The two continued their intimate interaction, completely disregarding their surroundings. I let out a contemptuous laugh, looking directly at Hector as I revealed my true intentions. Hector, how about we make a deal? You? What could you offer? Hector lazily raised his eyes, seemingly uninterested in what I had to say. I wasn't bothered by this. In the eyes of aristocrats like them, people of lower status like us were merely tools for reproduction. Whether I married Oliver or Hector, I didn't want to live under someone else's control anymore. Ignoring his contempt, I extended my hand, pointing from his head downward until I reached the middle of his pants. I'm offering a deal involving this part of you. Those around wanted to laugh but dared not make a sound. Hector finally dropped his arrogant, unruly demeanor. His face darkened as he ordered everyone out. As soon as the door closed, he extinguished the cigarette in his hand. Moving close to me, he roughly grabbed my chin. Yvonne, you should assess your own abilities and status before speaking. I had to tilt my head back, almost touching his nose. I can cure your erectile dysfunction. Hearing this, Hector's eyes instantly darkened, and his hand violently gripped my throat. I could see the thought in his eyes. Rather than risk uncertain, unrealistic possibilities, better to silence you forever with this secret. As the pressure on my neck suddenly increased, I clutched at his hand, struggling to squeeze out a few broken words. 3 days. days, just 3 days, and you'll see results. Cough. If it doesn't work, you can deal with me then. Hector finally released his grip. In that brief minute, I thought I was going to die right there. I dared to speak up because I was absolutely confident. In my previous life, Oliver was even more difficult to handle than Hector. The only reason I stayed with him for so long was because I had value to him. I majored in medicine. This background served me well in my previous life. According to my parents' wishes, I needed to be mindful of Jocelyn's feelings and couldn't outshine her in any aspect. No one knew how skilled I really was. People only knew that I spent an entire year treating Oliver's leg, which eventually helped him recover. However, no one knew that Oliver also suffered from erectile dysfunction. I treated him for over a month before his wife successfully conceived a child. Thinking about this, I took several deep breaths, then grabbed Hector's wrist to check his pulse. Fortunately, his condition was similar to Oliver's, not difficult to treat. How did you know I had this condition? Confusion flashed in Hector's eyes as he grabbed my hand. I smiled and made up a lie. Before marrying you, I had to learn something about my future husband, didn't I? In truth, Hector's erectile dysfunction was common knowledge in my previous life. Back then, Jocelyn tried everything but could never arouse Hector's interest. She drugged him and called a private doctor to examine him. The results revealed Hector's erectile dysfunction. When Hector woke up, he flew into a rage. He suppressed all information about it and sent Jocelyn to a mental institution. Hearing my words, Hector's pupils slightly contracted as he thought to himself, "After knowing all this, you still didn't choose my older brother." Hector was more reasonable than I expected. I prescribed some medicine. If the medicine worked, the price was that he would accompany me to visit my parents 3 days later. On the day of the traditional post-wedding visit, I waited for Hector outside, but he never showed up. After pondering for a moment, I got into the car alone and headed home. As soon as I walked in, Jocelyn pointed at the room full of gifts and said sweetly, "Dad, Oliver, and I picked this coffee for you, and this imperial green crystal is for Mom." My parents were delighted by Jocelyn's attention, their lips constantly upturned as they repeatedly said, "Good, good, good." Seeing me arrive empty-handed, Jocelyn said sharply, "Yvonne, your husband let you come alone?" I smiled gently and replied, "Your husband didn't accompany you either." Jocelyn pouted and showed off the large diamond ring on her finger. "You know nothing about this, silly. Oliver is the CEO of Hunter Group, of course he's busy." "Your husband? He just has shares but no real power." Through Jocelyn's raised hand, I caught a glimpse of purple bruises peeking out from her sleeve. Oliver was the type who maintained perfect appearances. In my previous life, he was physically disabled with a gloomy, unpredictable personality. Every night, he would beat me violently with various objects. I endured his treatment for a long time, until his leg condition improved and he no longer tormented me. Seeing how happy Jocelyn appeared now, I didn't want to burst her bubble. I walked past her toward the bathroom. Jocelyn, seeing that I continued to ignore her, hurriedly followed me. "Yvonne, your husband didn't prepare any gifts for the visit, did he?" Seeing that I maintained my indifferent attitude, her expression darkened. She threw the red wine in her hand at me, but she lost her balance in her high heels and fell heavily to the ground. Jocelyn cried out in pain, which brought my parents running. She immediately played the victim, trying as always to shift blame to me when she did something wrong. "Dad, Yvonne tried to hurt me. She said she wanted me to damage my body so I could never bear the Hunter family's first grandson." "Mom, she's trying to harm me."
"Wah!"
I was about to defend myself. After hearing just a few sentences from Jocelyn, my father glared at me angrily and raised his hand to slap me. "Not only did you come without your husband, but you didn't even bring gifts. And now you're jealous of Jocelyn. What kind of thoughts are you harboring?" In the next moment, someone stepped in front of me. "Who says I didn't come?"